Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Andrea Nirenberg's here, too. Andrea is one of our great friends. She's a longtime Brain Trust member, more than 10 years as a member of our Brain Trust. She's known as the queen of networking. And I always call her the Empress, but some people say the Queen. She's forgotten more about networking than most of us will ever know. She's written all the books on the topic, but she's a Renaissance woman. She has a lot of skills and accomplishments, and she's here to talk to us about something that I think you're going to find very interesting. Andrea Nirenberg, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim, and you're much too kind.
Good to have you back. $1 Million Networking, Nonstop Networking, Savvy Networking. Those are three books. You're starting to get the picture of the theme here, folks, right? Andrea, thank you again for hanging out with us. You have written how many books?
Six.
And they've sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly.
Well, something under a billion. And so...
I like that.
We're just about to go to press with my third book.
Tell me.
But the thing is, though, you and I are talking heads. We're thought leaders. We're people who we're wordsmiths. That's what we do for. That's our product.
Right.
The average small business doesn't have that product. They have a different product. They sell Maytags and Firestone and clothes and food and they do all the things that you and I couldn't do without the salt of the earth small business owners. But that doesn't mean that a book wouldn't be beneficial to them.
Absolutely.
And you and I both know that if there ever was a time. When somebody who owns, you know, a small Main Street small business can write a book now.
Absolutely.
And get it published.
Can be an author today.
Yeah.
And you can be self-published too, which is fantastic today.
Right, right.
You can control things. The idea is always every single person who's listening has a story within about their business, about their life. And, you know, everyone can write a book. Everyone can start a blog, and it could be a journal, and it could turn into a book. Or something I've given people advice on is every day when you get something that happens in your business or a customer interaction or a new aha moment or something, just start writing down anecdotes or little vignettes or keywords on your computer and keep a log because that's what I've done. And I think I was telling you, I've just now gotten a new publisher. I'm very excited because I'm going to be going over to Pearson Publishing for my books, and we're republishing and re-editing and revising my first three books. So those will all be new, but I have new stories, new opportunities, new tactics, new strategies. Everyone can do that.
That's exactly right. And I'm going to say that you at least one of your books is probably like what I'm about to say. Think of your favorite columnist. Think of the person that you read in a newspaper or a magazine, and you really love what they have to say. You think they're really smart. And did you know that every one of those folks, whoever that may be, has got at least one book that is nothing but a collection of their writing.
Absolutely.
So if you get started, as you said, Andrea, blogging, if you get started doing video scripts for a 90-second video or something like that for your customers, in 2 years, guess what? You'll have enough content to be the foundation for a book.
Absolutely. And you know what? Sometimes it doesn't even take 2 years because today everybody wants it in bite size. They want tell me quickly.
Right.
They want to read it fast. So,
My first two books, every chapter was on two pages.
That's great. It's wonderful because you give them an opportunity to learn something and put it into action, then go do it.
People, you know, and it's not just people who have no attention span anymore who don't want to read long chapters. People don't. Nobody wants you to. They don't have time. And you know, my second book, maybe my third book, the one that's coming out later this year, a few of the chapters are 8 or 10 pages, but most of them are not.
No, and that's what's great, because somebody wants to be able to read it quickly. And just as we said, I love when people send me small books. And by the way, as you also know, today we live in such an electronic world, we don't go into a lot of the traditional bookstores and look at the spines on the book anymore.
Who goes
We do keywords. Yeah. We look on the computer. We go to keywords, whether it's Amazon or wherever, and we keywords. And then all of a sudden, all these books come up. And we sometimes say, I want something short, and I want to put it on my iPad and read it.
And see, the thing is, a book anymore is you. Dan Pointer says a bookstore is the worst place in the world to buy a book, to sell a book. I should say.
I agree.
And he's right, because the people who... Most people who buy books today, it's because they heard somebody else say that they like the book.
Exactly.
So they don't go shopping around for a book as much. And so that's how your book can get out there, is you give them to your, you can give them to your customers. If you write a book and give them to your customers, in my opinion, you are a legitimate author, because you've got a platform, you got people who will take the book, who will read it. If you don't even sell a single book, Andrea, but you give them to your customers, I think that's a great way to be an author. What do you think?
You know, Jim, what you just said is when my first three books came out, that's exactly all I've ever done. I went through my whole database. I would give out a book a day. I would send them. The post office told me that they never saw somebody like me, because in New York City, I would...
Now, they can say that on many levels.
Yes, and the thing is, but then you know what I also do? I would take books when I would be on business trips or vacation and put them in the, on the airplane, right, in the seat. And people sometimes would write to me and say, you know, I found your book and I read the book and something. I mean, it's so great, but I would say that to everybody out there. Your book is your calling card.
Yeah.
And whether you send it electronically, which is also the greatest thing now, because
people want
to do that.
That's right.
But it's also... Give them out. Give them out like candy bars. Just give them out.
Well, and what this does, if you follow a certain set of guidelines, which basically is be authentic, be real, and demonstrate your values.
Absolutely.
If you'll include that in your expertise, Andrea, people are looking for those kinds of markers from people they do business with these days.
Right. It's so true, because as we know, the world has changed with so much competition, and today, besides being the best in what you do, you have to give more value and go the extra mile.
Exactly.
I always like to say, take the high road, there's less traffic up there.
Exactly. Hey, Andrea, I need your website, please.
NierenbergGroup.com.
NierenbergGroup.com. NIERENBERG. I before E in the Nierenberg. Andrea R.
Yes.
Nierenberg and I will be right back 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's John Mellencamp to take us out.
Well, our hearts be like thunder. I don't know why they don't explode.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.